You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Rambam, Hilchas Krishna. First, we'll start out with the halacha. This is a Gemara, but just the Rambam says it out. That we know in the third parak in Brachas, there's a lot of sugyas about where you can't say Krishna, right? Not in front of Erva, not in front of Tzoya, right? Human feces, a different type, whatever it is. So the Rambam says over here, like Krishna Bilvat, call inyan. You're not allowed to say any dvarim shel b'kedusha, right? B'beis ha-merchetz, in a bath house, in a beis ha-kisei, in what we call a bathroom. V'afila amr b'lashon chayil, even if he says lashon chayil, right? You can't almost, you know, start talking in English, in learning. You can't daven devalam remember v'ad. Afila hara b'libay b'divrei Torah, b'beis ha-kisei, b'beis ha-merchetz, v'makam ha-tinaifis, v'hu makam she'esh b'y tzaya, place that has human feces, I guess, is that what they call it? Is that the person right there? Umei raglayim is asa, or with his urine, you're not allowed to. Dvarim shel choyl, mutalam b'losh ha-koydesh b'sikisei. You could say, Islam, you could speak what they call ivrit in b'sikisei. V'chein ha-kinuyim, rachum, v'chan oyid, rachum, you know, you could say, because not the Ben Shom's name, k'yetzim mutalam b'sikisei. Av ha-shemus miyuchadim, v'en shemus she'enim ha-chokin, asa laskim b'sikisei, b'smechet, and so forth, right? And just to be mafresh somebody from this, so that you could say, you know, they say that Shabina Rav was once in a mikveh when he was a bachar, and he took a towel and started wiping himself. One of the very from Chassidim there said to him, Chassidus Shabucha wipes himself with a towel. The minig, we don't do it that way. And if you know, the Chassidim put on the towel, they put on their clothes while they're wet, you know. So. Yeah, to wipe off mikveh water. That's always zogman. I don't know, but that's always zogman. But so the Chavina Rav Bach says, I have a raya from a Adam Gadol that he did it. He says, but I can't say it here. I can't say what. So he walked out, and he says, it says in the Mishnah in Yuma that when the kohen used to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur, he used to do drichi. So it says all of a suffer got on. So he got up, he got out of the mikveh, and he cleaned himself with a towel. He absorbed the water with towels. He see, he did. Even though he did it, should be machitza, but it says that he did it. He says, an Adam Gadol did it. But I can't say it because it's a Mishnah. So I couldn't say Divrei Torah. But if you see somebody doing something wrong, right? Like if somebody says, Shalom Aleichem, you say to him, you're not allowed to do that in the Beis HaMerchetz, right? That's a Shalom is Shmoy Shakarish Baruch. Mishabura, number two. Da the bechola halachas aelu atzim peches. All those halachas the Torah b'chein l'inyan issa erev kanal kol makar shniska din l'inyan krishma bein l'inyan hetta bein l'itzu who loved after krishma who would then teirut fila kol inyanei kedusha bein sharm l'ashkar bein shchas. That's the halacha. Now we get to hilchas Rosh Hashanah. It says like this. It's a gemara. Shama test kiyas of Mishnah. I think shama test kiyas b'teish shows beyam. If a person hears right, we blow nine koilas on Rosh Hashanah, I mean, we do more, but during the Raisa, at least, is nine. Right? Tkiyah, true, to three times. Gemara learns that from Pesukah. So even if he hears it over a duration of time, Yotzah, Vafilahem, Betezbenah, even if he heard it for nine different people, Tkiyah, Mezeh, Chu, Mezeh, Tkiyah, Mezeh, right? V'daf, Yeshem, Davka, Shalahivsik, Beinem, Bekol, Shefer, She'ena, Roy, Ba'is, Abava. As long as there was no different coral in the midst. No, so he heard 12 o'clock he heard a tkiya, 1 o'clock he heard this, and a true, and so forth. Yotza b'diyevid, im kivin latzeis, v'afilu esiach daitoi, v'hivsik b'dibur in time. Because of Marmaram, the goal is Shabbat shalom machmas oynis. Ha'b'shob b'oynis, but if he did b'oynis, or if he had that, he wanted to do it that way. I feel Rakadei Ligmar's Kolosei, the Yachsel Rosh Hashanah, Lefi Psaka Ramah and Hilchas Krishma, right, that if you do, you have to go back. But look at the Beer Halacha now, number five. Aymash Kazam B'Mishabush Linyam Hivzik Mach Masayin is Koshali. Lefi Mashi Yechviya Rav Magan Avram, Shelo Lachma Hivzik Mach Masayin Ken Kshainas Hu Beguf Adava. Kugon Shelo Haya Adam Roy Machmas Guf Noki. In other words, if a person wasn't Roy Machmas Guf Noki, he couldn't do it. Or Shaloy Yamakam Roy Shaloy Yanaki. Imkan Lachera. In other words, if he was, the reason he couldn't say Krishma, he stops the milk Krishma, is because he has to go to the bathroom at Moichel Zayin. So that's Machmas Oinus. He's not right to say Krishma. That's a Hepsik. He says, okay, I understand that. But in Shefer, L'chor lo shayach zeh rak betfila, bebechaz ha-mazim, behal ha-megillah, because those are dvarim shebekedusha. Shakoponim asa l'haska shem, v'loim ha-divrei Torah, b'mokom etunav. Ma she'en kein betkiyas, she'en rak maisa mitzvah, heichem atzinu she'asa l'kayim mitzvah k'shegufa eino nogi. A person, as Michael Zion, has to go to wash him. We know he can't, right, there's a lachas in a Gemara, how long he can, if he can hold himself back, how long is it? That's the Gabi Tfila, Krishma, Brachas, by mitzvah, what's the big deal? So even if he did it, Shalai Gufnaki. Now let's say he's not clean, right? Eichem atzim l'kayim mitzvah shegufa ein anaki, ubamakam she'ein naki. Haim asa lilbash tal shadah conflict shegufa amakam ein anaki? A person's wearing talis, so all of a sudden he has to go bathroom, he has to take off the tzitzis? Why there's no such halacha? Lo matzim l'kayim b'shum makam v'tzarachiyin. He doesn't understand that. Oh, very good one. Ubamata frayim matzasi shekosav v'zelashen nirish shehim eschil litkoya umayim shaisin abekut. Ubamata frayim writes like this. A person's blowing the shofar. All of a sudden he feels he can't control his bladder movement. Poisik at shekol umayim has to stop. V'choizel litkoya mereish lalon al seid, and he continues. V'im taka b'mshash umayim ayu shaisin, while he relieved himself, or filo matzat soya b'koymoy, he blew somewhere and he saw a kid, Zal Meichel Zayin relieved himself there, right? Soya that you have to, you can't down, yotza mekom mokom, yesho lachso v'latkar b'li bracha. Ad kan lashon. Dima zel adina de krishma, ve'evsho shatam hu, kivin de kaimelon, that he says, the Mishmur says, I just said that there's nothing wrong make. In other words, the Mishmur is telling us, if a person doesn't have a goof noki, person, excuse me, didn't clean himself well, And he did a mitzvah. He writes a mitzvah. He could do a mitzvah. He says there's nothing wrong with doing a mitzvah. So why is this different? The efshar shetamu keeping the kaima tzarich kavana lotzei day mitzvah she tzivon Hashem yisbarach ze gufo gam ken chosh kedev tayre, which is a palin dekazach. That's called after mechavan. I want to be yaitza. So that's called v'lo gar mehir bedev tayre. Gam yesh lo mepshitas to b'shoshem kaim mitzvah b'poil who avoida ve'ein la'asos avoida Hashem derech b'zayin. Do bechal biza mitzvah reis. V'gdeil mezah amu brashana the osel tzachzach shayfish roshana. You can't go ahead and clean the shayfish roshana. B'meir glayim with urine, b'meir covered, even though it might be good, might be bad, right? Like we say in the brayso over here. Rak hechsher mitzvah kol shkayim mitzvah. So Mishabur anyway brings him out the fire. So B'meir, as far as Yotzer, has more nachas from that than anything else. He said something over here now. So this is a bark from the Brisker Rav. What's the bark from the Brisker Rav? There's a few things here, but we'll first, just say Nekudas, then we'll add it without seeing inside. The Rambam and Hilchas Tainius. As we know, there's a din of blowing Shofaris, and there's a din of blowing Chatzaitzis. Last week, we spoke about that the mitzvah is Tkiyas Chatzaitzis, and Shofaris Machlokes Rishayim, and the Rambam is Shmia, but the Smag, or Bein Atam, the Yireim is Tkiyah. Same thing, tkiyah, both are tkiyahs, right? Mitzvah sesem etor lizayk ularia b'chatzaisus al kol tzara shetov al tzibur, right? We know it is mitzvah to be lizayk ularia b'chat kol tzara shetov al tzibur. When chman has the tzaras, a person, there's a mitzvah to lizayk ularia b'chatzaisus. Shenemar, the mitzvah is, kolem kol dav shiatzachem kol tzara v'dav, if you have betzaris, what do you call, blight, dever, arbe, right? There's a locust, hurricane. So the Rambam says, you blow the shofar. Mitzah achasiv lizak lifna Hashem, to scream in front of Hashem, b'chol eis tzar g'doyla, shelo tavol atziv. In other words, to scream out to the Baruch Hashem, when there's a tzara. Now, the Pasuk just says, to be tekeya, that's what the Pasuk says. That's one thing. You look at the Pasuk. B'chisavon b'chom atzar tzarver, ha'esem b'chatzaitzis. Make a true with chatzaitzis. So you do a mayor, I don't know if you're machaven, or you said you heard, things like that, that the Brisker Rav used to say that how does the Rambam learn out from here an inyan of lizak, right, to scream out. Lizak is an inyan of tefillah, right? And for Kat, the Rambam, when he says the mitzvah, he says lizak, you know, what do I mean lizak? The mitzvah is to Kat Shaifis. So he says, and the Rambam says over there, lispalel, it says that a person has to yell out b'shas tzara. So Brisker Rav said, that's l'spal be'sor is medarkei tshuva. So he says there's two ways of davening. There's davening with bepeh and there's davening with a kli. Chatzaitzes is one of the way of being zoyik to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Which, by the way, last week we mentioned the smag that, like we said before, mitzvah tkiyah. Rambam in Chuvis asks on the smag, if it's the mitzvah tkiyah, what do you have to hear it for? The person is blowing it. Mail it, other people are listening. So like Tuli said last week, the Shag Zayah, this is a din shemei koina. Said this, maybe this is a din shemei koina. But what do you have to hear it for? The person who's blowing it, the Rambam himself says. So according to this, because tefillah, when you're davening and you have kavana salev to daven, the Baruch is listening to kavana. But when you're blowing a shofar, going like, and not hearing a sound, you're not hearing a sound. It's not the pshat. You didn't do a chefza of a tekiah. It's not called a tekiah, meaning it's not a tefillah. So he said, the Brisker Rav said like this. He said that we know during shofars, we say, shemeya tekiah mazen trua. Shemeya called tekiah. The Baruch listens to tekiah. What does he have to listen to tekiah? The Baruch watches you put on film. The Baruch sees you wearing tzitzis. We don't say something. What's up, Shemeya? The Teretz Shemeya Tfila Seinu, that the Pshad is that in Yone of Shofar, Shofar has an Inyan of Tfila within it. That's what that's a famous word from the Brisker Rav, that Tkiya and Rosh Hashanah, it's not written anywhere, but the Talmidim who heard from him, many Svarim bring people from now, from the last generation, that they heard it from the Brisker Rav. First, I want to show you Araya. When I learned Rosh Hashanah, I was mechavan myself stam, even before I knew the Brisker Rav. Okay, I heard the Brisker Rav from Rav Moshe a little later, and then I saw people say, the Gemara says like this, the Gemara has a machloikus, how a shofar should be shaped. Should a shofar be straight, right, like a horn, like a, you know, a regular horn, or a shofar should be, like we have it, curly, kofuf. The Gemara has a whole machloikus. That's called poshut, or kofuf. So the Gemara says, the Gemara goes through that. We don't have to go, let's look. B'mai kamiflegi, three lines before it ends. What are they arguing in? The one who says, Mar Savar, kama dekayif inshi inish, daite tfei ma'ale. The more person is subservient, he's kofuf, he literally bends over his das, it's much better. All right? Ubiyom HaKippurim, meaning Yovel, the mitzvah of blowing on Yovel, kama de poshet inish, daita tfei ma'ale. Why? Look in Rashi. Kama de koif inish bitfilosoi. Pun of kfushin la'aretz. When a person davens, his face should be down. Tfei ad mishum. Rashi brings, listen to this pasuk, that when it says, when Shlomo Melech davened, Vahoyu eini velibi shom, meaning on the ground, looking to the ground. Hilkach, Zokto Ashi, Bereisha shana de latfila, ulahaske akedis yitzok, like the Gemara says, Lamatoikim, Matoikim, Rachmana Matik, right? You have to blow because of Tarsim. That's what Lamatoikim, Ba'ayil, Kidei Lizkar, Kedosa shil yitzok. So be'inin kfufin, Vayevlois shen, Likra draw to announce freedom, be'in pshutin. The Kapas Marim says, Mipshutin, like you go over here, you're free. Right? You know, just say you can go out. Okay? That's one man, the Amba. Marsav, the other says, Ben Rosh Hashanah kama de poshet inish daitet fei ma'alyo, but tiniest, the gears should probably be Yom Kippurim, they have on the side of the Gemara, kama de kaif inish daitet fei ma'alyo. The opposite. So, Rok Tashi, Mishum noso levavenu el kapayim. We should lift up our hearts. El kapay, our palms. Kiyadua, we don't do it anymore. Kivega says, even though I heard that some poiskim are mata nowadays, but Kivega says not. Vutna used to always say over this with Kivega that we don't daven anymore when the sea is kapayim, because the Neitzrim do it. We used to daven like this, with the hands out, like that. Right? Kiyadua, all the Pesukim and Ach talk about it. The reason we don't do it is because it became that even like Rashi says, a mitzvahs even, that even though the avos used to be mark of mitzvahs even, but since the avodah zarah took it over, so we don't do it. So we don't daven that way. Chaim Berlin writes in his akdama to the Tziv Sefer on Torah, he says that by my father, he says he didn't read history books. He said the best mussar is Rav Kivega. He says, why? Because if you learn Shuvah Rav Kivega, you get mussa what a person could become, a godless. So he says something over there, by him, Rav Kivega was like 1,000 other mechabers. So it says over there, we should lift up our hearts. It's mashi go up. Hilkach v'ashon pshut on tefilahu. You stick out, you put your hands. Yom Kippur nami shum de shavu g'day shava, u'betainis de leknuf, you gather up. Okay, whatever Rashi says, for some kind of hacker, that to get gather up, which is kafur. But you see the two psukim. Rashi, first of all, it's an Indian tefillah. Look at the two psukim Rashi brings. Rashi's einai v'libi sham, and nasa l'veinu al kapayim. So two different psukim on tefillah. One says taka to put it down, and one says to put it up. You look at the Gemara in Bava, this was my tzushtal, I found now a few say it. The Gemara in Yevamis, number 10. Rav Chiya Rav Shimon bar Rabbi, every Yasvido was sitting. Pasach had menav amah. Amispalo tzorach shiitein ein of lamato. When you're daven, your heart should be down. Shenemar v'hoyu einai v'li b'shom. The same pasach Rashi brought, the Gemara brings that when a person davens, his eyes should look down, not up. Right? Some of us have a tendency, we look always up. I don't know. But you should, straight ahead, but you should go look down. The Chadam, another man says, Ein of Lamala, you should look up. Shenemba, Nosel of Aven, combine the same psukim. The same psukim that the Gemara says, what the person's pastor should be in davening, Rashi bought for as far as Shaifris. Adahachi, meanwhile, also of Shmuel B'Yosek, Amalum B'mai, Sikta, Amalum B'Tfila, Amalum Kach, Amalum Abba, it says, not a steer. Amispal Tzach, Sheitan, Ein of Lamata, V'Liboy Lamayla. He has to physically look down, but his heart should be up. Should, right? His mind should be in the brain shop. Kadesh is kam shnei mikrasol. But you see, like Rameyah said, that's a bris, like this brisker of, that feel, that shofar is an inner feeler. Now you have a few other rides, I'll just say it out. One, I did hear from Rav Moshe B'Shaitai, Zechon Zachor Rav Moshe Shapira, and that is, also the Gemara talks about, if you can use, Rav Yesi holds, that you can use a para, a bull, as a shofar. So the pasuk that he brings, it's a pasuk in Tillim, Perek Samech Tes. It says over there that Klal Yisrael will sing praises to Hashem, be Mahal Hashem. Vetetav, it says in the pasuk, Vetetav Hashem. This will be toiv, better to Hashem, good for Hashem. Mishor par makrin mafris, more than a bull. More than a cow, no, it's more than a carbon. They bring a makron mafris that has a keren on it, that has a split hoofs. So Gemara Darshan's, what does that mean? So Gemara Darshan's, what does it say? How bull looks like? Who cares? So Gemara goes through that. It's talk about Adam Rishon, that he was makron of a carbon that had only one horn on it because it was the first one that came. A bull that was born right away with its horn, it came out right away, so it was born with its horn. But the Gemara says like this, Im shor lama par, im par lama shor, elamai shor par, mi shofar. This will be better than a shofar. How does shofar come in to talk about giving halal and praise to the Baruch Hu? You see an Indian tefillah. You see that shofar has the same meaning of Indian tefillah. The shvachas and tilas klaso will be better than the shofars. And also very, very interesting, as we all know, that umas ha'olam also daven. Ki beisi, we're going to say now many times, ki beisi beis tefila yikar l'cholamim. Umas ha'olam could also pray. Okay? I've mentioned many times that Pshu Leib Diskin, Zechon Vracha, did not walk in front of a Muslim, Dalet Amos, when they got down on the ground and prayed. Because he held their praying to the Bein Hashem. They do. They pray to Allah. They pray to the Bein Hashem.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
But Lamai said they believe in the Baina Shalom. Shulchan Aruch says, because he used to live in Arabic countries, that if they make you Shecht L'Shem Allah, says the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to do it. If they make you Shecht L'Shem, whatever it is, you're not allowed to do it. It's the Vayda Zara. If you're doing L'Shem Allah, Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to do it. So Shublaib didn't work. He says that's Tefillah. He says it's only by us. It's even by you. Do the Gipsak from a Shublaib. Right. In fact, the disciple, I heard, was very upset about that. But one of the, not upset about the psak, but he didn't want people to do everything. That when they used to live in Arabic countries, I heard this from Rav Adas, Zazan Gazun. So he said that his father Paskin, that if somebody doesn't know where Mizrach is, so then he's going to base tefillah. Right? You daven, because this way at least you're in a makom tefillah. He said you can go into mosque. says you go into a mosque when you were able to go into a mosque, when he suggested. But a kuponim, it's like how he shouldn't go into a mosque. Okay, he had his reasons. But al pidin, they held that it's a base tefillah. Held the gazat. By kuponim, do you see from here? Another rai also, the Gemara says over there that you can't go ahead and blow a shofar that a kohen gadol can't wear. Why is a kohen gadol not wear zav in the kodesh kedoshim? Ein kateger nasa seneger. So Gemara says it's only din when you go lefnim. So Gemara says only things. So Gemara says, but shofar, one of the reasons we paskin that you can't use a shofar is because since bull represents the, so ein kateger nasa seneger, and maybe you don't blow. But it's not lefnim. It's not in the kodesh kedoshim. So the Gemara says shofar. Kivin de lefnim, kivin de zikarin ka'asi ke lefnim. What's zikarin? What do you mean zikarin? What kind of zikarin? Meaning is lefnim dami, like da lefnim yataymit. Just like in tefillah, you're talking directly to the Bein Shalom, so too, right, when we put on tzitzis, we're not talking to the Bein Shalom. Right? It's not like, even though Rabbeinu Bachya says, avada to Ace Ratzin, when you light Shabbos candles, and Chazanish said it meant any mitzvah that there's an Ace Ratzin, but it's not a tefillah. You're not davi, you can't daven. Because he did a mitzvah, it's a time of davening. It's not a time of davening. But you can be mevakish in the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a bakasha. But tefillah per se is you're talking directly to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Right? You're talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's called a tefillah. But a kuponim, so Gemara calls it that. Another thing is the Gemara says that imu lefonai malchius shidei shetem luchuni alei shidei yala zichonechem l'toyber ubemeh with what the shofar. So b'meh, what's b'meh? What do you mean b'meh b'shofar? Of course b'shofar. What do you mean b'meh? What? Of course he blows. And then what does it got to do with saying the shofars? Right? The psukim of shofars. So the Ritva asks it. I told you Sfasem, it's a beautiful Sfasem, it's saying, but it says, Ika pierce the kulikoi. B'meh roi lam lichu lahaske zichoyen lefonai b'shofar. The shofar makes the zichoynes and the malchus go up. He says, I the psukim. He says, that's poshut, you say psukha shayfas. If you talk about shayfas, you blow shayfas, how do you say it? He brings it to sefta, shayfas kidei shetala tfilaschem betrua. Right? Also the Gemara says, one of the psukim of shayfas, and that could use, the Ramban says you could use from both. Right? You need psukim for malchias, psukim for shayfas, and so forth. One of the psukim is, truas melech boy. What's truas melech boy? So Rashi says, the endearment, the love, like Lashon Reus, the Lashon Reus. But the Gemara uses it for Lashon of Shaifa. What does it got to do with Shaifa? Teretz is the Lashon Trua. Truas Melech Boy. In other words, what are you doing? You're shouting. Kunt Ramban, it's not the endearment, it's the shouting, right, to the Melech. What do you mean you're shouting? Well, how are you shouting? What are you shouting? It means with a Shaifa. Shaifa is an Inyan Tefillah, like Meir says. So there's a lot of rayas, this Nekuda. The Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer, as we all know, Rabbi Lezer holds that machshirei mitzvah, right? Machshirei mitzvah is doicha Shabbos, like machshirei mila and so forth. So Gemara says, not for everything does Rabbi Lezer hold that machshirim is doicha, right? The Gemara says, shayfa v'chol machshirim doicha as a Shabbos. So the Gemara wants to know why you don't learn out from there. And one of the things of Gemara is, why don't you learn out from Shofar to everything else? So the Gemara, Lekalim Shekein Mechaneses Zichreinus Shil Yisrael Lavin Shem Shemayim. I think it's like, come on. When I said it brings up, what do you mean? You do tzitzis, it's not machne zichreinus. Tzitzis is a mitzvah to do. In other words, even see interesting zach, the Gemara has a havamina, that even if you hold mitzvah Saint Sikhs Kavana, Shofar is a little different. Not because of the din Kavana, because of, just like in tefillah, what's you do with Reb Chaim Zvart. Reb Chaim Zvart, that the Rambam says, the Gemara says you have to be mechavan by one bracha. And the Rambam says that you have to be mechavan all of tefillah. So Reb Chaim says two different things. The mechavan the Rambam's talk about is you have to realize you are davening. You can't, the first one is to know the Pirshu Milas. But during the whole time, if you don't realize you're davening, that's not called davening. Not because of mitzvah tzichus kavana. Otherwise, it's not called davening. Which Rav Moshe always used to say, it's a merdeka chumra. Because till now, we say the words, okay. Like I told you many times, Rav Shom Shodron used to say, he used to give his famous drushes to Maggid. So he said one day he was walking in Machan Yehuda and somebody gave him two beats to his chest. And then he realized he was saying Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu. But his mind was in Machan Yehuda. That's what he was trying to say. Chaim says you have to be cognizant the whole time that you're talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. In other words, not you're doing the mitzvah and a tnai is you have to have. This is the tzura of the mitzvah. So in Shaifer, it's also, the Indian is, you have to understand what the Shaifer is doing. Not what it does, you know, does to you, but what you're doing at that moment. But Akoponim, all of this leads us to see that that the Indian of Shaifer, like Amaya said, is an Indian of Tefillah. Right? Let's just see the... we went through all the words. Yeah. So that's the brisker of Zvart, but there's a lot of rise to it. So Mela is very good. It could be the Matafrayim, this whole Shaila of Mokum Naki is Dafka by Shaifer. It's a shtikala drush, but then you understand. The Indian of Shaifer is that when a person goes ahead and blows a Shaifer, it's Malat Filas. Kilifnim Dami, Allah Zichwainim, Shavim Bemeh B'Shaifer. So Fasema says, what do you mean Bemeh? What do you mean Bemeh? You say, Imru Lefonai Malchias. What do you mean bemeh? With your mouth. How else? With your mouth. So with this, it's very geshmak, this far sentence. You hear the Kasha saying, you know, it's, what's, what do you mean bemeh? You say it. Imru lefonai means to say it. So he says, no, the extra word lefonai. Imru lefonai? How could I talk directly to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? How am I saying directly to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Because Shaif, remember Shaifer, Shaifer is Gefnim Dami, Mary Dikas Fasem. So it's what makes my Zikaron come right next to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, right? Otherwise, we know other things don't go, whatever that means, don't ever, well, rather Rebbeinu Shel Olam is called Yachol, but that your Mamash Kelefnim Dami, like the coin Lefnayu Lefnim, right? That's what it says. When you blow the Shaifer, it's Kelefnayu Lefnim. That's what Gemara says. Bemeh, what makes it go Lefanai? So you see the in of Akotas Fasem is also Bemeh, which is like the Ritva saying. Bemeh, what does these fields go up with? B'shaifer. Shaifer is an Indian of being malat field. Last week we mentioned, like Tuli said, that maybe it's a Shemeh Ka'oina. Could be it's limited to a Pidrush. Not necessarily. Only to Tkiyas Shaifer, because it's an Indian of Tefillah. Just like Tefillah is a Din of Shemeh Ka'oina, it could be over here too. Or you wouldn't say, you would find by any other thing, which I don't know what the other thing is, but could be that's why you can understand it's Indian of Shemeh Ka'oina.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.